एव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवशादि गौरवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 मुकुं करति वाचालं पंगुं लंघायति गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं विनतारणं परमानंद माधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरम्। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 17 टेक्स्ट 28 एवं मन्नमयिं मूर्तिं कृतांतमिव बिभ्रतम् प्रणता प्राञ्जलिः प्राह मही संजात बेपथु एवं मन्नमयीं मूर्तिं कृतांतमिव बिभ्रतम् प्रणता प्राञ्जलि प्राह संजात बेपथु एवं मन्नमयीं मूर्तिं कृतांतमिव बिभ्रतम् प्रणता प्राञ्जलि प्राह मही संजात बेपथु एवं मन्नमयीं मूर्तिं कृतांतमिव बिभ्रतम् प्रणता प्राञ्जलि प्राह मही संजात बेपथु एवं मन्नमयीं मूर्तिं कृतांतमिव बिभ्रतम् प्रणता प्राञ्जलि प्राह मही संजात बेपथु। एवं मन्नमयीं मूर्तिं कृतांतमिव बिभ्रतम् प्रणता प्राञ्जलिः प्राह मही संजात बेपथु एवं मन्नमयीं मूर्तिं कृतांतमिव बिभ्रतम् प्रणता प्राञ्जलि प्राह मही संजात बेपथु एवं मन्नमयीं मूर्तिं कृतांतमिव बिभ्रतम् प्रणता प्राञ्जलि प्राह मही संजात बेपथु। माताजी एवं मन्नमयीं मूर्तिं कृतांतमिव बिभ्रतम् प्रणता प्राञ्जलि प्राह मही संजात बेपथु। वर्ड मीनिंग एवं दास मन्नमयीं वेरी मच एंग्री मूर्तिम फॉर्म, पितांतम डेथ पर्सनिफाइड, जमराज ईबो लाइक, बिभ्रतम पजेजिंग, प्रणता सरेंडर्ड, प्रांजलि विथ फोल्डेड हैंड्स, प्राह सेड, मही द प्लेनेट अर्थ, संजात एराइजन, बेपथू ट्रेमलिंग इन हर बॉडी. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. At this time, Prithu Maharaj became exactly like Jamraj, and his whole body appeared very angry. In other words, he was anger personified. After hearing him, the planet Earth began to tremble. She surrendered and with folded hands began to speak as follows. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is death personified. To miscreants and the Supreme Beloved Lord to the devotees. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Mrityuhu sarva harashchaham. I am all-devouring death. Faithless unbelievers who challenge the appearance of God will be delivered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he appears before them as death. Hiranyakashipu, for example, challenged the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Lord met him in the form of Nrisimhadev and killed him. Similarly, the planet Earth saw Maharaj Prithu as death personified, and she also saw him in the mood of anger personified. Therefore, she began to tremble. One cannot challenge the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in any circumstance. It is better to surrender unto him and take his protection at all times. नमोम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिस्वरूप दामोदर स्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्सद् भक्तमने मणिपुर उद्भवाय च प्रभुपाद लसद् वाणी प्रचारो निरतायते. So when Vasudha, presiding deity of this earth planet, was arguing with Prithu Maharaj, in the beginning she could not recognize the position of Prithu Maharaj. She underestimated Prithu Maharaj. She could not understand that Prithu Maharaj was an incarnation, empowered incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So she underestimated the power of Prithu Maharaj. She could not understand his position. She told that, if you kill me, then this planet that I am holding, this planet will drop into Garbhodaka Ocean and all of your citizens will die and you will also die. You will also fall down. You cannot protect yourself also. Because if I drown in the Garbhodaka Ocean, then you will also drown along with your all citizens and the planet itself. So then Prithu Maharaj became very angry. And Prithu Maharaj told, I don't need your help. Without your help, I can sustain this planet. I can sustain, I can maintain all the citizens living in this planet. I don't require your help, because God is independent. God doesn't require anybody's help. So in this way, later on, Vasudha could understand that Prithu Maharaj actually was an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and she immediately surrendered when she realized that Prithu Maharaj is very angry, and she realized his power. Somehow or other, Vasundhara realized Prithu Maharaj's power and realized that he is actually God himself, God, incarnation of God. Then she surrendered. So this type of misunderstanding and underestimating the power of God is not uncommon. There are many instances in Bhagavatam and in different Puranas that sometimes great personalities like Indra, Brahma, and many others, sometimes they misunderstand, they underestimated the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We know how Indra underestimated Krishna. When Krishna was performing his pastime in Vrindavan, and he induced the people of Vrindavan to worship Govardhan instead of worshipping Indra. So Indra became very angry and he challenged Krishna. So later on, Krishna gave him a very good lesson, and Indra realized that this small boy, this small cowherd boy, is actually Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he surrendered. Indra surrendered. Indra came with Surabhi cow, because Indra knows that Krishna loves cows very much. Actually, he loves cows more than the Brahmin. In the mantra, Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmana Hitayach. Go Brahmana Hitayach. The word Go is given before the word Brahmin. Go Brahmana Hitayach. So Krishna loves cows more than the Brahmin. So Indra approached Krishna with Surabhi cow, and actually it worked. Krishna's heart melted and Krishna forgave Indra. Similarly, Brahma also underestimated Krishna. When he was informed that this cowherd boy who is playing in Vrindavan with other cowherd boys and cows is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Brahma started to doubt, how a cowherd boy, simple cowherd boy, village boy, who is, playing with some cowherd boys and maintaining some cows, how he can be the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So, all of you know the story that Brahma had stolen all the cows along with the cowherd boys who were playing with Krishna. And Krishna immediately expanded himself from his own direct personality. He expanded himself into all the cows and calves and cowherd boys that were stolen by Brahma. And with all the exact symptoms. So later on, Brahma also realized that he underestimated the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he asked forgiveness. So this is the symptom of devotee. A devotee, they may commit mistake, they may commit offense, and they may underestimate the power of God, but they rectify. Just like here, Bhumi Devi, she, in the beginning, she did some mistake. Otherwise, the Lord cannot be angry without any good reason. Prithu Maharaj is angry with Bhumi Devi because she did some mistake. At least to perform a pastime, she apparently did some mistake. But when she realized that Prithu Maharaj is incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she immediately tried to rectify her mistake and she surrendered. So this is the difference between demons and demigods, or devotee and non-devotee. Non-devotee, they do not rectify, they do not recognize their drawbacks and mistakes, even at the point of death. We see there are so many histories of demons like Ravana, Kamsa, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. There are so many examples that even at the moment of death, they were challenging the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ravana was given many chances. Ramchandra told, even at the moment of when he declared a war started, even at the last moment, before Ravana's death, Ramchandra was telling many times, he told many times, that even if now Ravana surrender unto me, I will forgive his all offenses. And this was informed to Ravana. But Ravana, even at the last moment, he did not recognize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he continued to challenge. Hiranyakashipu, when he was fighting with Narasimhadev, In Bhagavatam, it is very nicely described that once Narasimhadev took Hiranyakashipu like this, and from the sky he dropped Hiranyakashipu, and Hiranyakashipu fell down on the ground. And then Hiranyakashipu was thinking, this guy became afraid of me, and that's why he dropped me, because he became afraid. So this is the mood of, this is the attitude of demons. They had never recognized the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They never recognized the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why Krishna comes as death. Mrityu sarva harashtaham. For the non-devotees, Krishna comes as death. As sure as death. The doubt in the existence of God. There is no God, there is no God. This is the slogan of the atheist. But for them, Krishna comes as death. Because nobody can deny death. Now somebody may argue that death comes to devotee also. Devotee also meets with, at least in this material world, the devotees also, they also meet with death. But it's not same. Prabhupada gave a very nice example, and all of you know this example, that Prabhupada has given the example of cat. Cat sometimes carries the kitten, and kitten feels pleasure. When the cat bites at the neck of the kitten and carries from one room to another room, one place to another place, the kitten actually feels pleasure, happy. My mother is carrying me, love and affection. But the same cat, when it catches a rat, you know, actually, in the beginning, the cat doesn't bite the rat so much, so deeply. Just catch. Because cat likes to play with rats. I have seen in my house also that a cat, after catching the rat, sometimes it leaps and the cat sits and sleeps. You know? Not sleeps, but actually just do a drama like sleeping, you know. And the rat may think, oh, now I am free, you know, I can move. And it tries to move. And immediately with the left hand, or, you know, the cat is just stay, don't move, like this. The cat is so confident that now you are under my grip, cannot move. Even if I leave you, you cannot move. So the rat becomes actually practically dead, you know, like he feels heart failure, you know, because he understands, the rat understands that I am actually in the mouth of death. Even though the cat is not biting the rat deeply, but still, simple, its simple touch makes him very much frightened, and the rat feels so much nervous and suffer in mind and heart. So similarly, the non-devotees, they feel the pain of death. For non-devotee, death comes as a very terrible pain. It depends on the percentage of their crime and sin. How much sin and crime, criminal activities they have done throughout their life. It depends on the percentage of their crime and how much pain and suffering they will undergo. It depends on the percentage. If somebody is doing 50% crime, they will feel 50% pain and suffering. But for devotees, those who are pure devotees, they are not affected by death. There are so many beautiful examples in Srimad Bhagavatam, that the example of Dhruva Maharaj, it is written that when death came, Dhruva Maharaj used the personality of death as a stepping stone. It was Dhruva Maharaj was standing on the head of the death, was offering obeisances, and Dhruva Maharaj, he stood up on the head of death personified, and he climbed on a golden chariot sent by the Vishnuduts. So for Dhruva Maharaj, death was not painful. Even Bhishmadev, although his whole body was pierced with arrows, he was actually sleeping on bed of arrows for many days. And Krishna came and tasked him. And when Krishna tasked him, immediately he felt relieved of all pains. And he was instructing Bhishma Gita. So many devotees came to Bhishma to get some instruction from him. Even Yudhishthira Maharaj, even Krishna came to meet him. And Bhishma was smiling and giving nice instruction. It is recorded in Mahabharata as Bhishma Gita. So Bhishma was not affected by all these arrows. This is the symptom of devotee. Devotee is not affected by pain and pleasure also. I mean, the so-called material pleasure. Devotees are not affected. Padma Patra Midam Bhasha. Just like a lotus leaf stays in water. It stays in water, but it is not affected by water. It is not touched by water. Similarly, a pure devotee is not touched by any pain or so-called pleasure of this material world. Another good example is Parikshit Maharaj. When Parikshit Maharaj heard the news that within 7 days he is going to meet death, a snake bird, Takshaka, will come and bite him, he was not afraid. Narayana Parasharpi, no Kutaschana Vibhyati. Those who have given their heart to the Supreme Lord Narayana, they are never afraid. Under any circumstances, they are not afraid. So when he heard this news, he asked his ministers, and the ministers are also great devotees. So he asked, what is my duty at the verge of death, at the point of death? What should be my duty? So the minister suggested, the only duty is to listen Krishna Katha. So he prepared himself and he went near the bank of Ganges. And at that time, by the arrangement of Providence, Shuddha Goswami came and all the devotees present there, they requested Shuddha Goswami to speak about Krishna, and he started narrating Bhagavatam. 7 days, 7 nights, Parikshit Maharaj, he was completely absorbed to hear Krishna Katha, and he forgot eating, even drinking water. For 7 days and 7 nights, he even did not drink water, he did not eat anything. He was so much absorbed in listening Krishna Katha. And after 7 days, he felt an uncommon transcendental pleasure within his heart. Because the speaker was the best speaker, Shuddha Goswami, and the listener was the best listener, Parikshit Maharaj. So, naturally, he felt transcendental pleasure within his heart, and he then declared, Tam upajatam pratijantu vipra ganga cha devi dhrita chittamishi dijopasrishtha puhapas takshatada dasattalam gayato vishnu gatha tam upajatam pratijantu vipra. All the Brahmins who are present here, let them accept me as one of the surrendered soul. Tam upajatam pratijantu vipra ganga cha devi dhrita chittamishe. And let Mother Ganga, who is present here, because he is sitting at the bank of Ganga, let her accept me in the same way, as a surrendered soul, dhrita chittamishe. In my heart I have captured the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So let Mother Ganga accept me in the same way. And let the Brahmins who are present here, let them accept me as a surrendered soul. Dijopasrishtaha kuhakas takshakava. So now, let that snake bird or whatever mysterious things that Brahmin boy has created, let it come and bite me just now. Alam, alam means just now. Let it bite me just now. I am prepared. Dijopasrishta uhakos takshapava dashatu alam. Just let it bite me just now. Gayatu Vishnu Gatha. But you continue singing and glorifying the pastimes of Supreme Personality of God, Vishnu Gatha. You just continue to narrate the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of God. I am prepared for death. Let that snake bird come now and bite me immediately. And when Parikshit Maharaj announced like this, immediately that snake bird came and started to vomit fire with poison. And Parikshit Maharaj was smiling. He was smiling. So this is the way how a devotee meet death. We see how Srila Prabhupada, he left his body. If you see the video, read it, is wonderful. The last sentence he told, there is a subtitle in the video. Everything is moving, acting under the direct supervision of Lord Krishna. This consciousness is Krishna consciousness. This is the last sentence of Srila Prabhupada's life, as far as I remember. And then he became silent. So even at the last moment, his Krishna consciousness was completely intact. I have seen many deaths in my village. I have seen how they are throwing their hands and legs like this, curling their face with pain. I have seen many deaths. But the way Prabhupada left his body, completely calm and quiet, so he set example how to die. Krishna consciousness is an art, how to live and how to die. Art of living and art of dying. Art of dying. Prabhupada used to say, bhajan karo, sadhan karo, মরতে জানলে হয়। হোয়াট এভার ভজন, ভজন মিন চান্টিং, ফলোয়িং ফোর রেগুলেটরি প্রিন্সিপলস, লিসনিং কৃষ্ণ কথা, অ্যাসোসিয়েটিং উইথ ডেভোটিস, দ্য হোল থিং ইজ, হোল কৃষ্ণ কনসাসনেস প্রোগ্রাম ইজ নাথিং বাট ভজন। সো প্রভুপাদ ইউজ টু সে, ভজন করো, সাধন করো, মরতে জানলে হয়। হোয়াট এভার ভজন ইউ আর ডুইং, হোয়াট এভার পিনান্স অস্টারিটিস ইউ আর প্র্যাকটিসিং, হোয়াট এভার ডিভোশনাল লাইফ ইউ আর ডুইং, ইট উইল বি প্রুভড, হাউ মাচ ইউ হ্যাভ ডান উইল বি প্রুভড অ্যাট দ্য মোমেন্ট অফ ডেথ, হাউ ইউ ডাই। সো উই হ্যাভ টু টেক ইট সিরিয়াসলি, উই হ্যাভ টু প্রিপেয়ার, দিস লাইফ ইজ এ প্রিপারেশন, দিস লাইফ ইজ এ প্রিপারেশন ফর দ্য নেক্সট লাইফ, অ্যান্ড প্রিপারেশন হ্যাজ টু বি টেকেন ভেরি সিরিয়াসলি। Any serious student who is preparing for an important exam, the preparation must be given importance. Similarly, this life is nothing but a preparation for the next. Whether we take rebirth or whether we are promoted to the kingdom of God, it is a preparation and it has to be given maximum importance. Preparation has to be given maximum importance because, and preparation will be tested at the time of, at the moment of death. Antakale chamame do smaran mukta kalevaram japrayati samadbhavam yati nastatra sanshaya. This is one way, and Prabhupada also used to say, gaye ghumakle jame charana. If you smear your body with stool to avoid death, if you think, if I smear my body with stool, the jamdoots will not touch me, Jamraj will not touch me because I have smeared my body with stool, Jam will not leave you, the Jamdutu will not leave you, death will not leave you. Just like Bhumi Devi, in the beginning she tried to cover her identity, she became a cow. She thought, if I take the form of a cow, I will be saved from death. But later on she realized, not possible. There is no other way to escape death. No other way. We have to surrender to Krishna seriously, and if we try to invent some other means to escape death, that will be a failure. Other means, if we try to invent other means to escape death, that will be a failure. So, even though we are not pure devotee, I at least myself is not a pure devotee, but we should take a lesson from these first times of Bhumi Devi. If we consider ourselves that we are trying to be devotee, then just like Bhumi Devi tried to rectify herself, just like Indra tried to rectify himself, Brahma tried to rectify himself, so we should try to rectify as soon as possible. Whatever drawback, whatever mistake, whatever weakness we have, time is passing like anything. Ayur harati vai pungsham udannasta chayannasu tashate jatkshananito uttama sloka vartaya. The sun is rising in the east and setting in the west, but the sun is stealing away the duration of our life. When the sun is setting in the west, it is actually stealing one day from our life. Our duration of life is like fixed amount. Suppose I have 100 rupees in my pocket and I entered into a market. I spend 10 rupees from 100 rupees. So my 10 rupees is gone, I have 90 rupees. If I spend another 10 rupees, my 20 rupees is gone, I have 80 rupees. So our duration of life is exactly like that. When we come to this planet, when we take birth, we come with a fixed amount of years. Say 80 years. Those who are expert in horoscope, in my horoscope I don't know, it is written 80 years. I live for 80 years. So I know I have 80 rupees in my pocket. Of course, I am not sure about that also, because by sinful activities it also may reduce. So, supposing that I have 80 rupees in my pocket, now I am 51 years old, 51 years old. So from 80 rupees, 51 rupees is spent, how much rupees is there in my hand? Krishna Archana Prabhu. So, another year gone means another rupees gone. Like this, fixed amount in my pocket. And we are doing happy birthday, but actually it is happy death day. It is death, 1 year gone. I am spending my money and I am happy. Now, from 80 rupees, 50 rupees gone and I am happy. 50 rupees gone, 50 rupees gone. Another, within very quickly, another 10 rupees will go and I will be happy. 10 birthdays will come. So, devotee, they understand that this duration of life is fixed and it is passing very quickly. As early as possible, we should rectify. And with the association of pure devotees, even sometimes non-devotees, sometimes even non-devotees, they can rectify. Although we know that demons, they do not surrender even at the point of death, but sometimes with the mercy of pure devotee, sometimes even atheist, non-devotee, nobody is practically non-devotee. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Saddha Kubu Noy Sravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karay Udaya. Everybody is devotee, but covered. When the covering is extreme, we call them atheist, we call them non-devotee. When the layer is very thick, the layer of crime is very thick, then we call them non-devotee. But actually, with the association of pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, there are many pure devotees. So with the association of pure devotees, sometimes non-devotee also, they also get changed. I remember a story I was reading from Bengali BTG, Bhagavad Darshan. I think it was written by Bhakti Charu Maharaj. As far as I remember, he was flying by flight, I think going to some country. And he was sitting near a non-devotee. The passenger who was sitting near him was a non-devotee. And Maharaj was chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And that non-devotee got irritated. Can't you stop it? So Maharaj told him, is it disturbing you? Yes, it is very much disturbing. Stop it. So, but Maharaj cannot stop chanting. So he started to chant softly, Hare Krishna. So by arrangement of God, suddenly there was some big jerking in the airplane. Big jerking. Some innocent lady started to cry and many, even men started to shout, you know, because they became afraid. They thought there will be an accident, you know. And even that man became very much nervous. And Maharaj started to chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So almost like 30 minutes the airplane was lost its balance and it was jerking, you know. So everybody was afraid in that aeroplane. After 30 minutes it became normal, you know. So Maharaj started chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And that demon looked at Maharaj, okay, chant, chant. Chant now. So he was practically a demon, but with association his heart melted. And Krishna's mercy, that so-called jerking, is Krishna's mercy. Some or other he realized, Artho Arthartu Jiggasu Genicho Bharatarshava Chaturvidha Bhajante Maam Jana Sukritana Arjuna Artho Jiggasu Arthartu Genicho Bharatarshava. Four types of pious person. They must be pious. Otherwise, even in Janjar, they will drink wine. Those who are frustrated, if they are not pious, they will drink wine, they will do all nonsense when they are frustrated. But a devotee, those who are pious, in the stage of frustration, in the stage of danger, they will surrender, naturally they will surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I'd like to stop here. If you have any question or comment, we can discuss.
The question is, You said that Maharaj Parikshit was advised by his ministers that when death is approaching, one has to hear Krishna Katha. But he apparently asked the same question again to Sukadeva Goswami. We hear in the Bhagavatam that one of the questions that he asks is, what is the duty of a person who is about to die? Duty of people in general and duty of a person about to die. So, but that answer he already got from his ministers, that you have to hear Krishna Katha, so then what's the point in asking again?
Krishna Katha is substantial, and I don't remember, you know, what first question he asked, but because Krishna Katha is substantial, the same answer can be repeated, same question can be repeated. Even in ISKCON, you know, always we are asking almost same questions and we are getting the same answer. Because Krishna Katha is substantial, even if he repeats the same question, and even if Shukdev Goswami repeats the same answer, there is no loss, because it is substantial. Is what I understand. Okay?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Guruji, for your nice class. We hear that in the scriptures, maybe Garuda Puran, it is written, at the time of death, the pain is like 40,000 scorpions biting at a time. So in your class, you said that to the extent one commits sinful activities, to that extent only pain is experienced. So my earlier understanding was that pain is the same, 40,000 scorpions biting at the time of death, because pure devotee is absorbed in Krishna consciousness and he is not on the bodily platform. That's why he doesn't get affected.
Yeah.
But is it different that one doesn't feel pain only, means to the degree he is pure or devotee?
Pain is not pain if it is not felt. Pain is not pain if it is not felt. If you don't feel the pain, by definition, pain means feeling. And if you don't feel the pain, then it is not pain, no more pain. Isn't it? So, it is sure that all people are not suffering same at the time of death. It depends on the feeling. Different person, they feel differently. Somebody feels severe pain. Even in your practical experience you can see. Somebody feels so much pain, suffering, 3 months in coma. And somebody just in one heart attack, they leave body. You understand? So, pain is different and feeling of pain is also different. And even if pain is same, but if I don't feel it, then I must tell that it is different for different person. So what is the meaning of living a pious life if there is no reward? There must be reward. So those who are leading a life like Prabhupada, like pure devotee, they must get some reward. And reward is there. Reward means you don't feel the punch, you don't feel the pain. That is your reward. At the time of death, you feel pleasure actually. You feel pleasure that I am going to, at least, even if you don't go to, I mean, Krishna Loka, at least you are going to get a fresh, new body, nice body, you know. So, under all circumstances, you are promoted. So, when you know that I am going to get some promotion, then you feel happy. And you are not affected by the pain of death.
Hare Krishna. Just like the severe cases like Ladini Mataji was shot dead, Iyengar Guru was kind of burnt alive. But it's like they are out of it.
Actually, we are not the judge. We cannot judge any devotee. Some devotee died by accident, some devotee may die by gunshot. We cannot judge, but there are authorities like Jamraj, Chitragupta, they can judge. And it is very difficult to judge how much karma, a devotee is suffering, because devotees, they also get free from karma according to the percentage of their devotion. It is not that all devotees are free from karma. It depends on how much devotional service I am performing. I mean, it is also like ratio, you know. It depends on my pure devotional service. If I am performing 10% pure devotional service, I will be free from karma accordingly, you know. It is not that all devotees are free from karma. It is written that devotees are free from karma. It doesn't mean that we are immediately free from karma, because we are not pure devotee immediately. We take time to become pure devotee. We take time. So according to the progress, we are free from karma. So those who meet death by gunshot or shot or by some accident, we cannot judge, but I mean, Jamraj and Chitragupta, they can judge how much they are suffering for their karma.
Why I am asking this? Because recently I happened to speak on Her Grace Ladini Mataji, and the students were quite shocked. How could such a nice devotee be shot dead? They had little difficulty, and I was explaining that because they are absorbed in Krishna consciousness, they don't find any problem with Lord's behaving with them anyhow. Death is anyway, whether of a devotee or non-devotee, body is anyway dead.
You see, Abhimanyu was a nice devotee, but how he died, how he left his body, it was a terrible, practically, apparently, it was a terrible death. He was killed by 7 Maharathis, just they were, I mean, hitting on his neck, you know. So, although he was a pure devotee, but he met death like this. For a devotee, if someone is a really pure devotee, even if he dies by gunshot, it is all the same. It is all the same. Because he is not affected by this external, just like a few days back I had a dream. I was going by bus. It is some very interesting dream. And I got down from bus to purchase something. And the driver told, come. So then I told, okay, wait, I will pay the money. So I paid 15 rupees and the shopkeeper was giving me some change. But the driver was arrogant and he just left me. So I was in the middle of the road and I missed the bus. You know? So I was thinking what to do. Immediately my sleep was over. So then I realized, oh, it is nothing. Bus is gone, it's a bus of dream. And the money I paid, I did not get back, you know, it is also money of dream. So when the realization came, I am not affected by this anxiety. But as long as I was sleeping, I was in anxiety. Similarly, as long as I am absorbed in Maya, I will be in anxiety. But when I am free from Maya, there is no pain, no anxiety, nothing. Is it clear?
Harish, just final confirmation. Sometimes some karmis, materialistic people, they die smiling. Some people say, he died smilingly. Very nice death. So then according to this, according to their pious activities, they did not suffer like that?
Actually, people cannot judge. People cannot judge. He may be smiling, apparently looks like he's smiling, but he may not be smiling, he may be feeling some pain. So, it is difficult to judge, and we are not judge. Only the demigods, they have some power to judge. So that's why if some people are telling, I heard that somebody was counting money and he died, and the relatives are telling it is a good death. But actually, he may become a snake, as far as I know, next life. You know, if somebody is counting money and die, next life is supposed to become snake. So the relatives, they always glorify. Even if he goes to hell, in newspaper they publish he has gone to heaven. You understand? So by this publication, his destiny will not change. Understand? Hare Krishna. Any other comment? ग्रंथराश्रमद भागवतम की श्रमद वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की निताय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल वैष्णव प्रभुपाद की।